Welcome to the June new moon. This is a big one. We're in a powerful cycle of growth forward, and it's forging a new path. So the question is, are we on board with ourselves, with where we need to go? What needs to be created? This is why I so love the spiritual practice of the manifesting new moon ritual, because we can call in and create the clarity connection that is needed at this time to manifest with clear intentions and hold sacred space for what is needed at this time. We live in a time where there's so much consumption we can put into our container now in the digital space that we can even find ourselves scrolling, numbing out, getting in front of a screen, and so much is being consumed in our container. I want to invite you to allow this power time where we can tune into the natural cycle that's here. When I first learned about doing the new moon rituals, around 18 years ago, when I first started learning about doing the power of this, I learned about it from a very simple step formula. And that is always why I truly champion everyone to invite in doing this ritual in a simple, easy way, because that's how we can do consistency. And I was knee deep in a lot of areas of my life needing change. And I didn't know how it was going to take shape. And I didn't even know how I was going to step up for it. And I began to tune into the natural rhythm and the power and the miraculous stream that is available for each and every one of us to tune into our sourced power life-giving alignment. And in that, worlds open. Worlds that want to step forth, creational timelines that want to transform us. And it's allowing ourselves to show up on that stage, in that stage, whatever is that stage, season, time in our life that's calling forth. So this is a power one. We're out of the Mercury retrogrades, and we're now in a new form of a retrograde with Neptune, which all relates to our dreams. When Neptune is in retrograde, it's an acceleration to bring forth our dreams. It's a clarity connection. So I want to invite you to create your sacred space, pen to paper, antenna to God, to source creation, to the universal loving presence. There is a benevolent source, God, the universal loving presence, that is giving forth the energy stream to thrive within you, a part of you, and all around you. It's making your heart beat right now. It's putting dreams inside that want possibility to come alive. So allow yourself to open up to this, to the support that's ready to step forth in ways beyond what is known at this time. Tune into naming it and claiming it, what is ready inside your clarity connection. So the first focus for this June manifesting new moon is setting new creations into life. Something new is beyond just making a shift. It's actually ready to be birthed into life. A powerful new creational energy is being activated to catalyze new creations, new ways of being. And when we get ourselves inside this alignment for what it means to each of us personally in our lives, we put ourselves inside the power source stream that is running through and all around and ready to come through our lives. I want you to tune into what's being called forward in new creations into your life and find an energizing word that represents your focus, your frequency for the new creations calling your life currently forward. What is that word? And the reason why I'm asking you to find that word is because this is a highly grounding, planting, coming into manifesting reality time with what's inside of those dreams that are ready to come alive. And it's beyond a shift right now. It is birthing a new reality, a new place for you, a new expansion for you, a new expression expansion for your life. And when we can name it and use an energizing word, we ground it deeper into reality. It's a grounding tool. It's where two worlds meet. It's where the inspiration is coming in and through, and it's rooting itself here in the earth element. And that's what's being called for at this time. So it's an easy, simple way to ground the bigness of what wants to come through in new creations and letting it land here into manifesting reality. You're going to find that this is the second focus, is that the power of this current time is really causing a dropping into the deeper desire lines that have been rising to the surface. They're real, and this connection is wanting for you to listen in, lean in, and love alive these deeper desire lines that want to be heard, healed, and honored. What are they for your life? Ask yourself that question. What are the deep desire lines in your life ready to be lifted to the surface for love and attention to come more online and alive? What is ready to be heard, healed, and honored? Activate that expression energy expansion that wants to step forward in your life. And the third focus is grow graceful ground. Yes, the era of sheer force energy to manifest, to push ahead, is ending. Energies are moving all around to find new ground right now. And we're all being asked to personally tune into what is our place and what are we contributing to the collective. Where has there been way too much force in your own life? Look to the areas that have been filled with deficits of life energy depletions. There's answers, there's wisdoms, there's solutions in there. We are in a time of connecting to the higher wisdom to touch our earthbound existence for more graceful growth. Welcome this stage. Welcome this season. Let it land. Graceful growth is growing my future forward, and it's connecting and alive with my deeper desire lines. It's important right now to connect to the earth, to get grounded. Let yourself ground into life's now reality, right here, right now, where you're embodying the fullness of you and this body and all the energy to be alive and bring forth your life, your dreams, and what is next. This new wisdom of where you need to grow, desiring to help you forge a new path, it is here, and it will happen with graceful ease. Welcome it in. Use this manifesting new moon ritual to synchronize and embrace the success that this new stage is calling everyone into. Let's go there together. I am here to support your way. How connected are you to the field of possibilities that want to move through you, that are asking more of you right now? Allow it in. Allow what needs to come alive in your dreams, your voice, your expression, your next move. Let the grace of God, the universal loving presence, walk with you. Use you as that vehicle to give those dreams, those contributions, those new ways of being legs to walk forward with. This is a rooting time, planting it. This is why I'm going to be offering today on this new moon the free workshop for healers and helpers, thought leaders, creative entrepreneurs, change makers, on how to attract the right people to your business without all the complicated strategies being promoted by the marketing gurus. Because we're in a new time where that right attraction is looking for you. It's Rumi's quote, what you are seeking is seeking you. So right attraction's waiting for you. Life's abundance is waiting for you. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to wait for it. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to lust after it. It's already yearning for you. The value of that right attraction, of that abundance, it only has the value when it is in your possession, when it's within your hands. Say, I am the treasure. I am the abundance. Whether it be money, the right relationship, health, value, it wants to move through me to do great things in the world. Connect with it, own it, claim it and claim it and bring it alive. I also have the 21-day mantra experiences as a powerful journey container that really activates these energies that are waiting for you, whether it's prosperity, money, worthiness, or miracles. What do you need right now? Give yourself the support. You have energy equity in your soul bank right now from all that your life has lived and learned and knows. Let's move that energy into what is the deeper desire lines, the new creations that want to give and grow with graceful ground. Bring it in, name it, claim it, and allow it to be, and give yourself the support to contain that energy to grow into, onto the next stage that's calling you forward. And in closing, I want you to allow yourselves to feel and breathe in the mantra for this week. I am showing up. Life, reveal your goodness to me. Show up to yourself, to your callings, to what you need to allow some stillness to be heard so you can lean in to this power potent time and position yourself into the creative magnificence that's ready to shine, that's ready to show up, that's ready to come alive. Reach for it, allow it, walk towards it, say yes. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.